At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to Progressive. I wanted to speak a couple of podcasts on the children of new consciousness. So I'll put this across as another series because it's a topic vast and in and of itself, and it's an ever-evolving topic. Now, who am I calling the children of new consciousness? The children of new consciousness are those kids who are all born, the generation born between 1987 upwards, more so 1989 and 1993. So these children of new consciousness are born in the energy of the shift of the earth into a new paradigm of working, living, a new way of being first. Everything starts with a new way of being. So first, the new way of being will show up in the world through these children. And so I wanted to address all of these children of new consciousness, some of their traits and some of the things, challenges they'll be working with, and some aspects that they need to learn, work through, as all of us do in every generation. But the children of new consciousness, it's more predominant, and we can see it in our children. I can see it in my kids. I'm sure parents out there who might be listening to this, they can see it in their kids as well. Children of new consciousness have certain offset or certain strange characteristics as compared to the ones born before the shift. One of them, in this one I wanted to discuss, is that they are rebellious in a way that is seems to be destructive to the current way of working, living, and how the programming, the cultural programming and the institutionalization of education, of all systems of governance, of all forms of law, of all forms of religion, of all forms of faith and trust, they are born with this innate sense of rebellion against them. They are born with a natural sense of rebellion, you might say. They are born with a sense that I have to rebel against this. I don't accept this form of thinking, or I don't accept this form of faith, or I don't accept this form of living and working, or the civilization. So they are born with this innate rebellion, these children of new consciousness. They are, because they are born in the shift, they are born in the shifting energies of the physical earth itself, the ground which they stand on, which feeds them, is crying out loud for a shift to take place, and they are the ones who will facilitate through their body and minds and through what they bring this change as they grow up, as they find their paths, as they find their careers, as they find their life unfolding before them. These children not only hold the energy of the shift, because they are capable of it, they are born in that energy of shift, they are far more capable of holding this energy in their bodies and minds than the ones, generations that came before them. So they have to learn to work with the elders, and they have to take that and recalibrate that energy, reform that energy into new forms. This will be the task for them pretty much throughout their lives. So the first aspect we would see in these children, and I'm saying children because I'm 50 plus, so right there I will see them as children. These ones are in their age group of 40 plus now, some of them 20 plus, some of them 18 plus years onwards. So the age group varies and the maturity varies, but we will see the single thread of rebellion through them, running rebellion energy through them. So it will be difficult for anyone to convince them of something, to do some marketing of ideas, to let them buy into an idea of God or faith or way of working, or you should be doing this or you should be doing that. Immediately you will sense a rebellion in them. Immediately you will sense them stepping back, because they bring an energy of sovereignty, a natural sovereignty. Understand this properly. It's not a cultivated sovereignty. They don't need to be told who they are. They know who they are, that kind of an energy. If a person inherently knows who they are, they will rebel against anybody external, be it an authority figure of any kind, authority figure in the form of a book or of a role model or of any one of these things. They will rebel innately. Something in their mind and something in their body will instinctively rebel against this idea of being controlled, idea of being told to think a certain way or act in a certain way or feel a certain way. They can pick this up. You cannot fool them. This is the first big leap in humanity which is taking place right now. And it's one of the biggest aspects of the children of new consciousness. Innate rebellion against anything that is of a nature of programming, nature of predetermined thought or predetermined belief or predetermined ideas and the hidden agendas that are buried underneath. They know it, they see it. If you see everything that is buried under it, you will not accept that idea. And these children are born with that innate capability. So that's one very good aspect to be encouraged, sustained, and see how to work with for the elders. For the elders, generations who are already in places of maturity, even astrologically speaking, or in their life, or in their age groups, they will be challenged to work with this, be it in corporate or company environments or institutions. Like, who are these kids? Why are they rebelling against everything? What can we do to support them? How are they working? How are their minds and hearts working, really? Why are they rebelling against everything? Well, it might not be so much to do with the adults themselves. It might be more to do with the kids and how they need to guide them. They need to understand the children of new consciousness. They need to understand how these people are working, because no astrological chart will be able to predict how these minds are working. It'll show the similar Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, whatever it is that the previous generation had, pretty much. It doesn't change. But these ways of working are nothing to do with planetary alignments. It's nothing to do with birth charts. It's nothing to do with zodiac. It has to do with just shifting energies on the planet itself. This is on a whole another level. This is at the DNA level. This is at the vibrational level. So their ways of thinking, their ways of associating with their friends, with their peers, will be very different from the way you associated as an elder generation with your peers, if you notice that. You can notice they do not like to classify and divide between themselves. They pretty much mix with everyone of their peers. They get along very well with their peers. Doesn't matter which faith or religion they come from, doesn't matter what they look like, doesn't matter which class of society they come from. They might be rich or they might be poor. These children just don't care. These children are born with the innate ability, or the unconscious or the subconscious ability, to see that. Imagine if you're born with that, such an ability to see beyond all the programming straight away, and you don't know why, but you can see it and you rebel against it. So this rebellion energy is very, very strong in the new, in the children of new consciousness. So understand this, and even if you're a child of new consciousness born after 1987 and you are listening somehow to this, you need to understand that the rebellion energy is a gift for you. You also need to understand, if you're an elder listening to this, that the rebellion energy, the way you want to work with it is to understand it. is to nurture it, not to fight against the rebellion. It's like if you put rebellion against rebellion, nothing fruitful will ever come out of such a situation. You need to understand that rebellion needs to be nurtured, understood first. If something is being triggered in these kids and they are rebelling against it, it might be the opposite, that as an elder, you might want to learn from this younger generation. Okay, you are rebelling against such and such an idea that I proposed. Why is it? What do you see in that that I'm not able to see? It's almost like the reverse. It's like the children of new consciousness become the teachers for the elderly generation. Now, this will be tricky because there's a lot of ego involved at the human level. Traditionally, we are told that the elders know more and the kids know less. But these children are coming with a reverse kind of pattern in their DNA, in their understanding, in their soul lifetimes. They come with a very powerful energy of discernment, which gives them the attitude of rebellion. So we might need to learn more from the kids, understand the kids. This is where you are rebelling against. Okay, can you explain to me why you rebel against such and such a thing? Parents need to work in this reverse kind of way, as if these children are your teachers, as if they are the ones who have come with some wisdom, which they are constantly getting triggered by, getting angry about. They want to do something different. You say A and they want to do X. And you're thinking, why would these kids behave in such a way? Well, this is one of the reasons why it is such and such. It's very esoteric, it's very deep. I'll try and cover this in many different podcasts as we go along in this season. But the children of the new consciousness carry a new vibration of the earth. They are bringing in souls from everywhere around the galaxy, from other planets. These children come with a knowing that defeats all known ideas of humanity that have been built in every field of human knowledge. And they are everywhere, all over the planet. They are not in one country even. They are scattered all over the globe. We are talking about an entire generation of human beings that are coming in. They will mix freely. They have no boundaries. They will mix freely with everyone. And this is one of the beautiful things about the kids of new consciousness. They are here to bridge the idea of separation. They are to go beyond the separative ideas which have created countries, boundary lines, state lines and country lines. They have come to break that idea. They have come to transform that idea into something more natural, something more innate, something more natural to the human beings. It is natural for the human beings to mix with everyone. However, the programming has created that separation and fear. You know, you have to fear those other people, fear those other people of other countries. No, you should not mix with so-and-so people because they are of such and such. These kids will be born into every country, race, religion, and they will transform their respective places. They will talk to others of their own generation, and they will grow from their peers, because within their peer group, they don't have much of a rebellion. If you notice, these kids will mix very well with their peers. It's like they almost have an innate understanding. I understand you where you're coming from. They have a heartfelt energy about them. This is a beautiful aspect. They rebel against the previous generation, probably. They rebel against idea and institutions, but not within themselves. This defeats the idea of separation and war and all these kinds of things. There is no need for any battle, and these kids will take it to a whole next level in their generation through all their learning to a place where there is more of an understanding of the compromise energy, negotiation with a higher vibration attached to it. How do you negotiate without a winner or a loser situation? How do you not fight with one another and yet both walk out winners? This is what these kids are here to bring. This is what is a part of the transformation of Earth. Because somebody has to bring it, and there's a whole generation which has come worldwide which is going to bring this about in very grounded ways, in very different fields, in very innovative ways, something which you have never seen. So it's good to stand by and watch these kids, learn from these kids and support them. We have to support these kids in every possible way we can. that's it for me for now. Think about the rebellion energy. And if you're watching this on YouTube, I love your comments. Take care and have a safe day.